Time to talk some Oregon hoops. Final Four, two wonderful words. They did it once again. Program has found new heights off the victory over Kansas, Phoenix bound, as we have all season long. Welcome in Coach Kevin McKenna. Coach Hardy, congratulations. Thanks for joining us. How are things?
Oh, all good. All good. Thank you.
You've accomplished a lot in this game. You played at the college level, got drafted, played in the NBA, coaching. When that realization hit Saturday night that you were going to the Final Four, how high up your personal list of wow was this?
It was pretty high up. There's no question. You know, maybe the world championship with the Lakers was when we accomplished that one was pretty good. I guess the best way to describe it for me is a couple summers ago, I'm playing golf with Casey Martin, our golf coach, and we're on number 12, and he's making me play from the tees that he plays from, and I got a hole in one. And as I'm picking the ball up out of the hole, I was thinking to myself, man, I didn't think I was ever going to get one of these. And that's kind of how I felt about this. You know, it's hard to get here. We're going to enjoy it, though. The guys have played great. I'm really proud of our team and the players and really happy for them because it's their deal. It's a memory of a lifetime for them, for sure.
Was that your first hole-in-one?
Yes, oh, yes.
Man, I started playing in 1973. I still haven't made one.
No, I was resigned to the fact that I was never going to get one, and Casey told me he's never had one at Eugene Country Club. So, and as many times as he's played that just amazed me. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's get to the game Saturday. I mean, you're playing Kansas, in essence, in their backyard. It seemed you and the guys, everybody kind of embraced that attitude, just understanding it was going to be a crazy pro Jayhawk crowd. Just going in and accepting that, how much did that help you guys prepare and play the game itself?
Oh, I think it was, you know, just our experience. You know, we had that same, you know, deal in Milwaukee a couple years ago with Wisconsin, you know, our guys had won at Arizona, and it was kind of a, you know, coach does a good job of this, you know, our little circle here of 20 people and a few hundred fans at the game. It's us against the world kind of mentality, and our guys embraced that and really played well, really played together, and just really never let the crowd get into the game.
The defensive performance, I mean, they're not a good offensive team. They're great. That was their season low. And obviously when you lost Chris Boucher, that made an impact. But you think maybe after you faced Arizona, Iona, Rhode Island without him, did it take a couple of games to kind of either resign yourselves or figure out what to do without him? Because it seems the last two games, defense has been much better.
Yeah, it has been. And you know, other guys have stepped up and given us some things. Jordan Bell played incredible defense in the Kansas game. I mean, he set the tone with the very first play of the game, punching that one shot off the glass. And that kind of just made them, you know, put them on alert, like, hey, we're here and we're ready. And Jordan was all over the floor. And there was a couple plays there that he made that were just like, you know, I ran it back watching the game on the plane on the way back, and I had to run one play back in particular where Peyton hit him with a nice dunk, little flip pass when Peyton spinned from on the baseline.
Yep.
There, and he sprinted back and blocked a shot off the glass, I had to run it back a couple times because it was just amazing the athleticism they showed in that play, and all our guys, our hands were more active, we guarded better, they did miss some shots. They had, you know, we counted five open, uncontested threes and that. So over the course of the game, a team that shoots a lot of them, that's not too bad. And we covered really well, and our guys really, really were playing good team defense.
You know, I want to get back to Jordan for a second. It seems cliche, but with that start, did they start hearing footsteps once they got in the lane? Because I counted at least three shots where Graham was one of them, kind of short-armed it a bit.
Yeah, he altered some. After, you know, he blocked eight and he altered a bunch more. And you know, they were putting it high off the glass to get it over him. It kind of flashed back in my head, reminded me of some of the guys that, you know, when you're watching an NBA game, and I was watching a lot. I didn't play a whole lot when I played in the NBA. Watching guys shoot the ball real high over shot blockers, and it kind of reminded me of that. Jordan's got that knack and that ability to time things and the awareness to block shots. And it was really impressive and really cool to see for sure for Jordan.
Yeah, I had a Ewing flashback with the way he used to impact it. We continue talking Oregon hoops with Coach McKenna. You worked with and known Dana Altman for a long time. He's the last guy on earth who will sing his own praises. But with all he's accomplished, how much does this mean to Coach Altman?
Oh, I think it means everything. I mean, it's the world. I mean, it's what we, you know, strive for as coaches to get to this point. And obviously, two more games would be the ultimate goal in that. But, you know, when you're in coaching and you know, as many times as we've been to the Final Four as convention goers and lobby guys, you know, that, having fun with our buddies and going to meetings and doing clinics and whatnot, it's kind of fun to be on the other side of it for once. And Coach has worked awfully hard for this week, and he's definitely earned it.
I wanted to flash back to the Michigan game for a second. That last sequence, a lot of people were talking about that. You had fouls to give, 9 seconds to go, 1-point game, still another foul to give. Kind of take me through that last huddle. What was the plan, and as far as how did it actually play out?
We had actually two fouls to give there at the end. We used one of them, and we still had two more. And we were, you know, we told them to, you know, let them inbound it. You know, if we got it in the backcourt, to go ahead and foul once he got around midcourt. Just don't foul when he's getting ready to shoot. And Dylan, I don't know, for whatever reason, just didn't go after the ball. And we dodged a bullet for sure, but it would have been pretty bad had he made that shot, but we dodged the bullet, and it's something, a learning experience that we have to, you know, you got to make sure when you know the situation to go ahead and, you know, go for a steal and go for the foul. Don't let him get that shot off.
No, that was an interesting final sequence. Thought for Coach McKenna. Once you won Saturday, you know you're going to play one of the greatest programs in history, Kentucky or Carolina. But be it their size, experience, what are some of the challenges you're going to face with this team who, let's face it, they almost won it last year, and here they are again?
Yeah, that's the thing. They've got experience. They've got size. Those things are really important, but we've got experience in that as well. They have been there and been to the, you know, right at the edge of winning the whole thing. But you know, our guys are really confident. They're going to go in there with an attitude that they can get it done. And you know, we've been watching film on them and getting ready and trying to figure out how we want to play and how we want to guard them and just kind of go from there. But they are a good team. You know, the history is there, obviously, but you know, we've got some guys that are pretty focused and will give everything they have for sure.
Hey, Coach, I know you've got a lot going on. It's an unbelievable week for you guys. Again, congratulations, and hopefully we got two more games left. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck down in Phoenix.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, take it easy.